Welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Beverly Cascaden and Chip Haley, sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's interview. Hello and welcome everyone to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Beverly Cascaden.
Good morning to you, Bev. So good to hear you back with us again.
Oh, it's always great to be here with Meet the People of MCB. And I'm so excited about our guest this week. So
I am as well. Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. A lot of people know this individual. She grew up pretty much in MCB. So without any further delay, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Cortland Sanders. Cortland, welcome to Meet the People of MCB.
Thank you.
So delighted to have you. You know, we talked just before we started the recording, just, you know, how we kind of do these things. We know that you're not visually impaired. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah. So let's just go ahead and jump into your family. A lot of people know your family, but that's all right. Why don't you share with us about your family? anything that you would like to share that will not get you into trouble.
like you said, I grew up in MCB. My great-grandma, Emma Lou, she was blind. And then my grandma, Linda Gherkin, is blind as well. I've been in MCB before I was born, so I grew up in the area, and it's been a joy ever since.
Oh, yes. And it's just been such a delight to have you grow up in MCB. You know, I could not believe, you know, these years just seem to go by way too fast. I still think of you as a little 13, 14-year-old.
Yes.
So how old are you exactly?
I am 23 right now.
Oh, my goodness. Bev, can you believe it? Oh, my goodness.
Oh. No, so, I cannot believe that. They get older, we don't, Chip.
That's right. That is so right. So, all right. So now share with us what kind of things you've been doing. So as far as your education, what kind of things have you been doing?
As soon as I graduated from high school, I went to Missouri Valley College. I was there 5 years, and I was a biology major. I just graduated this past May. And then I have 2 agriculture minors and a business minor. And right now I'm just kind of taking the break off a little bit. And then afterwards I'm going to start searching for my job. So
does it matter where you might land up if you're away from Missouri, your family? Does that matter to you?
I would like to stay close to home, yeah. But there is a great organization, Retrieving Freedom Incorporated in Sedalia, and they train service dogs for veterans and children with autism, and that's where I plan to finish out the rest of my career. So
that would be awesome. That's really terrific. Yeah, thanks so much for sharing that with us. Bev, I'm going to pass it on to you. I know you've got a ton of questions to ask.
Well, I was trying to think of questions that pertain to Missouri Council, but also just to Cortland herself. So that is Meet the People. And I have known Cortland since she was a little girl, too, and so quiet. And I have found out that she is just full of interesting information. I would like for her to share any experiences that she's had with MCB and some with her great-grandma and her grandma. So especially a humorous situation. Okay. Cortland, can you think of anything? I'm sure there's many.
Yes, there are several, yes. Okay, so like I said, I was involved with MCB before I was born. Growing up, I had the pleasure of attending Cobblestone, which is the camp we go to every summer. I've helped with escorted floats, crafts, games. If somebody needed a clapper for one of the games, I was involved with that. for state convention. I have been a mic runner. I've helped guide people to their different meeting places. As far as funny situations go, we went to Washington, D.C. when I was in second grade. We toured all the monuments, and it just happened to be super slick and icy that night. And so all the marble steps were terrible to get up with a group of blind people, but we made it eventually. and then, when we toured the White House, one specific event that I'll never forget, the wallpaper was almost like a velvet, and so all of the sighted people could see that there was texture on it. So we were trying to explain it to our group of blind individuals, and so them being not be able to see it, they had to touch it. Well, we had a security guard come over to us, and he gave us a pretty stern talking to about how we couldn't touch wallpaper. So that was kind of funny but scary at the same time. But
I get it. You know, when I went to D.C. with my family, and we were the only ones on the tour, so we had our own private tour, and going down the hall with the bust of the president, and a tour guide took my hand and put it on one president's nose and said, "Can you guess who this is?" And I go, "Oh yeah, that's Lyndon Johnson," you know, with that big nose. So it is a different experience, isn't it, Cortland?
It is for sure, yeah.
Especially with the blind group, too, taking them. Now, has there been any situation that has really touched your heart with blind individuals and how it has impacted your life, that a lot of people, a lot of girls your age don't get a chance to experience?
Yeah, it's amazing that I've got to grow up in this experience. Like you said, not many people have that chance to be around people with disability or blindness. So I was fortunate enough to grow up in that. Some stories that have really touched me. I've always been a fan of service dogs and just to see how much they can help people. So it was actually, I think her name was Marie. So in second grade, I got to watch Marie's service dog while she was in a meeting at the state convention, actually. So that kind of flourished my care and knowledge about service dogs. And that's kind of helped me to where I want to be at today. And I was published a story about service dogs in second grade, and she was the main person in that story. So it's definitely helped me so that guide dogs are what I want to work with.
Was that Marie Thompson?
Yes, Marie Thompson. I couldn't think of her last name. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Biff.
Oh, I wish Marie was still around so we could hear some of her stories, too. And
I miss her.
Yes, you know, I bet we all have different situations and stories that we could share. And I'm so glad that we've got Cortland here. And how did your great-grandma, Emma Lou Swopes, impact your life?
Oh, gosh. her and my grandma Linda, they babysitted me while my mom and dad were at work. And so we went to our little community store every day. They made me walk with them in the rain or sunshine or whatever it was. Nana was always ready to go down and get her sandwich and cup of coffee. So they pushed me in the stroller and we made our way to the little store. She's impacted my life a lot. I've actually got a memorial tattoo for her in Braille that says Amen. Anyone who knows her, knew her, anything she agreed with, she would always say Amen to. So that's my little memorial tattoo for her.
That is so cool. Oh my gosh. And when we're at Cobblestone, we always feel her presence right there with us too, don't
we, Cortland?
Yes. Yeah, the light on our porch will flicker from time to time, and we'll say, Emma Lou's got something to say. go ahead, Chip, while I regroup here.
Okay, yeah. So, Cortland, talking about your family, you know, with Emma Lou and Linda, great-grandma and grandma. So were there any real challenging moments? I know you guys have always been a very close-knit family. You've done a lot of things together as a family, especially as it relates to MCB. Were there any real challenging moments that maybe you can think about?
Not any that are, like, prevalent enough for me to remember off the top of my head. Like you said, we've always been super close. We all just grew up in that environment of taking care of each other. And, yeah, we may have some disagreements here and there, but nothing that's going to pull us apart in a way that we're not together anymore. So, we've just been super close since I was a little kid. So.
Well, you were talking about the trip to Washington, D.C. I was a part of that as well. And I think we
yes,
had.
You were.
Yeah, I think we had, like, what was it, 10 of us all together? So maybe
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so we had quite a group that year. And actually, that was one of my most fondest memories in going to Washington, D.C., representing MCB. I've had a couple of others, but, boy, that had ranked right up there at the top because that was so super cool because I know your grandma was able to get with one of the senators to set that up for us to tour the White House. So I thought that was really great. And as you said, you was able to go out and, see a lot of the monuments and see this city. And it was just really a special time for you, especially being that young. Coming home, then, were you able then to share that experience with your schoolmates or your class?
Yeah, so as I was saying, it was second grade. And so during that time, we had a few people who were bringing their parents, grandparents, to not like a show-and-tell, but somewhat like a show-and-tell. So my grandma, Linda, came with Alicia Starner, and they brought the service dog, and they got to, like, educate my whole classroom about people with disabilities and people who you encounter who might be blind. So I got to also share about, like, Washington, D.C. and all the trips and all the pictures. So even at that young age, it still had a very big impact on my life.
Okay. And then, you know, you mentioned too, and we all know how involved that you've been with MCB. At this point in time in your life, you mentioned the different kind of things that you want to get involved in career-wise. Are you going to remain as involved with MCB? Is there anything else that you'd like to do in MCB?
I definitely want to remain involved. I enjoy helping our local Blind of Central Missouri. So they have, like, picnics and barbecues and Christmas dinners that I've all helped, like, serve through that. And then for meetings, I've helped with, like, camp applications. I definitely want to keep involved, especially or even state convention and areas and that. So it's always a good time being down there. And y'all have definitely became my second family. So
that's great. That's really good. Good to hear that. Bev, you got some additional questions?
You know, when she said we've become her second family, it makes me smile because now I have been honored to be called Grandma Bev.
Grandma Bev.
By Cortland. But, of course, Missouri Council of the Blind, you know, that we do reach out to all blind individuals, but the sighted individuals are so important, you know, to be a part of Missouri Council also. And where would we be without those like Cortland who jump in and assist whenever it's needed? You know, we may be able to get to our room just fine at a hotel, but it sure is quicker when like Cortland do jump in and assist.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
I do have a question for Cortland on, for interest, do you have an interesting hobby?
So some different hobbies. I'm huge into animals. So I actually do have a pet snake that I keep.
Wow.
Ooh, I just got goosebumps.
Yeah, Grandma wasn't a fan either. So. But other things, I mean, I like training dogs. I played softball in college and throughout high school. I help with equine therapy, so I just started that about 2 months ago, and it's been a real joy. But yeah, just anything involved with animals and helping people, like, those are definitely my biggest hobbies I have.
What position did you play when you played baseball at college?
So I was pitcher for high school, and then my arm kind of wore out, so I was shortstop and like third base for that.
Oh, okay, all right. Go ahead, Beth.
Wow. Yeah. And do you think, what's your opinion of the guide ponies, the miniature ponies? I haven't heard too much. Do you? All
right. Yeah. You, I mean, it's especially helpful for like people who are on the taller side. If they have like mobility issues, have something to lean up against. I definitely think they're an additional need for this. Any kind of person, they provide something that dogs can't, but at the same time, they do everything a dog can as well. So it's just a matter of personal opinion of whether the person thinks it's too big of a animal to handle or not, but I love them. And
But let me ask you real quickly, Court, if I can jump in here. Has Blindness Central Missouri, have they ever recommended you for Member of the Month?
Yes, I have been.
I thought, but I wasn't sure about that. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, I think it was last year sometime.
Okay, yeah, because right. Just listening to you talk and your involvement with everything, I thought, gosh, she should have been recommended. And I thought you had, that's why I asked.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, again, I'm sorry, Bev, go ahead.
No, and I will double that, too, that Cortland is definitely a member of life, you know, because of all the things she does to help out and the great family attitude she has, too. I just, seeing her family together just, oh, it warms my heart. It, she is just such a great asset. Okay, have I got you blushing yet, Cortland? But, you know, back to your you've got hobbies all over the place. And I love it. And that working with the dogs, you know, have you had an interesting experience at the beginning with them, especially taking them into church with you?
Oh, yeah. So when they first came to town, not many people in our area was knowledgeable about service animals. Uh-huh. They had seen maybe a few, but nothing a lot. So bringing service dogs into these places in Sedalia has definitely opened a lot of community members' eyes about, you shouldn't pet while they're working, don't distract them. You can tell, like, the younger generation has definitely learned that service dogs are there for a purpose and not just to look at and play with. So it's amazing to see how well Sedalia's community has made an impact with that organization. And then I've just trained, I've helped train four service dogs, and then I've helped, like, we can foster here and there as well. So it's just been a real amazing opportunity to have them in our local community.
And it's amazing for your local community to have you, too.
Thank you.
So I salute you for all that you're doing, too.
Thank you.
Chip?
Yeah, Cortland, tell me, in all your years of been a part of MCB outside maybe of your family, is there anyone that you've gotten to know to become really close friends with, anybody that maybe you can think about over the years that you've gotten to know really well and you enjoy their friendship?
So Grandma Bev, definitely.
Okay.
Had a huge impact on my life from camp and just being an additional grandma for me. So it's a real pleasure to get to know her better. And then just different people throughout the organization. Like you said, Chip, you've been to Washington, D.C. with us, so you've been a part of my life as well to see me growing up. Marie Thompson with her guide dog. There's just so many various people in that organization that have made a contribution to my life. So I want to thank you all for that because it's been really awesome. So
yeah. Well, I know you really love going to summer camp. I know that's always been a big thing with you and your family. You guys go just about every year. And you've talked a little bit about the state convention and your involvement with that. And, you know, just those things alone and how involved you've been in those different things are so special. And they mean not just to yourself, but to us as a blind consumer organization. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you as a young person, mm-hmm. sighted individual, your willingness to participate and share in everything that we do. I think that's just really incredible and it's really special. And we want to let you know how much we really appreciate your doing that for us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit then, besides things like what you've already mentioned, is there any other special services or programs? I know you've been involved with helping your grandma Linda do the youth services. And I think you've also done some things like, are you working with Alicia Sterner on the health benefits program? Or share with us a little bit of other things like that, maybe that you've been involved in.
Okay. Like you said, I've helped my grandma with the youth club. I forgot what we called that. We had a certain day at camp. It was typically a Saturday. Convention, I'm sorry. Not camp. Convention. So it was typically a Saturday during when, like, parents or grandparents were in the meetings. And so kids club, that's what it was called, thank you. Mm-hmm. So we had kids club on Saturday, and that would be a day or afternoon where the children or the parents would come in to a little room, and we just have fingernail polish, crayons. We'd have people braiding hair, coloring books. There was just bubbles even. We'd have a ton of stuff for the kids to do to help not distract them, but let the parents have some time to themselves during that meeting so they could listen. There was one time we had the local fire truck community come out, EMTs, the Boy Scouts came out, some police came out to show the different vehicles and stuff. So the youth has been a huge impact in my life as well. And just helping the younger kids when their parents are, like I said, in those meetings, it's been a lot of fun.
Okay, good. Yeah, thanks for sharing that with us. Yeah, as you're talking, it just brings back such wonderful memories. Things like that we used to do that we really don't do so much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Boy,
mm-hmm.
I'd love to have us do those kind of things again. Yeah, those are really very special times. Courtland, tell us, what is it about Courtland? And we'll get into this other question here in a little bit, but what is there about Courtland that really makes Courtland tick? Is there anything like your personality? If someone didn't know you, would you consider yourself an introvert, extrovert, a person that someone would just really enjoy being around, getting to know? What is it about Courtland Sanders that makes her tick?
So Grandma Bev can probably know this, but at first I'm super shy at first. I'll just keep to myself. So I'm definitely an introvert when it comes to that. But once you get to know me, I'm probably more extroverted than introverted than I'd like to think. But once you get to know me or once I get to know you, I definitely become more talkative and joke around with you. But,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, just stuff like that is.
I have so much fun with Cortland there because we were talking last night on peer support about facial expressions. As we're sitting around with a group, I turned to Cortland and gave her this facial expression that I could hear her just dying laughing. And I could share that with her, you know, and she's just so much fun to be with.
Anything else you'd like to share, Cortland, before I pass it back over to Bev?
Unless y'all got more questions, not that I can think of.
All right, go ahead, Bev. You got any additional questions?
I've got one more question.
Okay.
And I want you to tell us about an experience that you have had the opportunity to be involved with that most people wouldn't even dream of doing. And you know what I'm talking about.
Is it AI?
Yes, yes. And that does not stand for artificial intelligence.
Oh. So yeah, growing up, with my love of animals, AI is not artificial intelligence to me. I've always known it as artificial insemination. So being around farm animals and stuff, but you have to kind of know what you're dealing with on that side. But also when I used to work at a dog breeder, AI was pretty common as well with the French bulldogs because, that just didn't work out with that. But yeah, AI has always been not artificial intelligence. So.
We have interesting conversations, don't we, Cortland? I had to end my questions with that one because I thought, whew, not too many people have done that one.
Well, let me ask you, Cortland, I know you've been around blind, visually impaired people just about all your life, as you've already stated. What words of encouragement or wisdom, even as a young person, that you could offer to someone who may be newly blind, someone who's been blind for a very long time, who finds it very challenging to accept their blindness? Do you have any words of encouragement that you could offer any of our listeners?
Yeah, so just being around it my whole life, just know there's people out there that are willing to help you. There's organizations that can give you the help you need. I'm sure there's like support groups out there for people who are just newly blind or have lost their vision due to like an injury. There is help out there and you will make it through. Just find your group and tie into them and it'll help you.
Very good. Thank you for sharing those thoughts with us. Appreciate that. Great stuff. So in closing, Cortland, I mentioned this to you before we started the recording today. What is there about Cortland Sanders that nobody knows anything about, except maybe those that are really closest to you, maybe Grandma Bev, but those that are really, really closest to you? Is there anything that you could share with us? It doesn't have to be anything all that personal. Anything you would like to share?
Let's see, other than my braille tattoo, because it's pretty small on my wrist, I have two other tattoos as well. I have a dog on my wrist, which kind of helps represent the guide dogs, and then I have a cross on my back. And just that I have a pet snake, and I think they're awesome. Not many people like reptiles. So.
What is the name? What is the name of your pet snake?
So we named him Snakey, so nothing too outrageous. Nothing too outrageous, but.
Oh, goodness. How many young people, Bev, do you know that have a pet snake? Wow, that's interesting.
None.
I had to beg my parents, so it took about 20 years before I got one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got to tell you, Cortland, when my daughter, when she was little, sitting around in her bedroom and with her friends. And she said, "Mama, put out your hands." And I put them out, and she put this hamster in my hand and scared it.
I had a little zoo growing up, so I know.
Do you keep your pet snake in some sort of a cage or something? Where do you actually keep it?
So he's on the foot of my bed on top of my dresser, and he's his tote, and it's see-through, and he lives under his log, and he's pretty happy. So he likes to go swimming in his water dish. And
okay. Yeah. All right. What kind of food do you feed it?
This sounds gross.
They don't like it, but I do feed him live rats. Unfortunately, he does not like the frozen kind. So I do have to go to the pet store and get him a mouse every month. But other than that, whenever he's out of his enclosure, he chills on my neck like a necklace. If not, he's kind of just in my hoodie in the front pocket and nobody knows he's there.
Yeah.
Well, how big is he?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Chip.
No problem.
I've got 3.5 to 4 feet, I'd say.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Well,
my questions about the snake.
Yeah. Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, Cortland, for being our special guest here today on Meet the People of MCB. Really appreciate it. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that you would like for Bev and I to interview here on Meet the People of MCB, you can have them give me a call, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703.
Or Beverly Cascaden at 636-561-6947.
You never know. You might hear yourself next time back here on Meet the People of MCB. Enjoy your week, everybody, and enjoy your summer. And we'll see you right back here next time. Bye-bye for now.